If you're like most people, there's something that you want. I mean, you really, really want it. You want it so bad you can taste it. You want it so bad that you're willing to do just about anything to get it. You want it really bad and you just have to have it. But there's a problem. Sometimes you might be ready, but God isn't. Sometimes that thing you want isn't in God's plan for you yet. That doesn't mean that it won't ever happen. It just means that it's not God's time for it just yet. Well, what does that mean? It means that God probably feels that you aren't experienced enough or that you haven't had enough practice with it yet. More succinctly or simply put, that means that you're going to have to wait until it is God's time and He decides that you are ready. He can't and won't be convinced or coerced. He probably already has a certain criteria that you are going to have to complete in order for Him to see fit to giving you whatever it is that you want. You probably have to, for lack of a better word, train and get ready for it first. Chances are that even though you're completely sure and have already decided that you definitely do want this, you probably are totally ill-equipped, unprepared, and unable to handle it. So you have to get ready for it. You have to prepare for it. You have to train and make 100% sure that you are totally ready and can handle this thing, whatever it is, properly, responsibly, maturely, and within the limits set forth by the law. God isn't just going to give you this thing that you want just because you want it. You have to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are completely 100% prepared to handle all of the rules and responsibilities that come along with it, and that you will handle it and yourself 100% responsibly. And what you might find to be the hardest part to accept is this, that you don't get to make the determination when you are actually ready, but God does. And you'll likely find that His standards and requirements are a lot stricter than yours. So when it's all said and done, you have to buckle down, get in the groove, and get trained and ready to take on the responsibility of it and all the situations and circumstances that it might create. Amen.